like your birthday or Christmas on day two of the draft, getting a couple cornerbacks?
Oh, that was nice. It was good. You know, we needed to get some guys, and Jason and his staff did a great job with MJ and with Carlton.
Can you just speak about those guys from what you've seen on tape, what you've seen on the field, and the strengths that they bring to the table?
MJ was a guy at North Carolina who played multiple positions. He played outside. He played inside. He was kind of moved all over the place and adapted very well. He's a very smart football player. He understands concepts. And so that was a big part of it, was his versatility and is able to handle both.
And Carlton David?
Carlton was, he had a lot of different coaches when he was at Auburn. He had went through three different coordinators, and so he adapted. Every style was a little bit different from his freshman year to his sophomore year to his junior year. And so it was good to be able to see him when you watch him from his freshman year where they played off, and then his last year where they played more up. So it was easy to see the skill set that he had. So that was good.
He doesn't seem to lack any confidence.
No, when you play in the SEC, though, you know, it's going to be a tough battle every day. You know, he played for Will his freshman year, and Will's a defensive guy, and so he did a good job with training all those guys.
Both those players had said that they were learning to play off, you know, kind of going back to that. I know MJ said he mostly played man, but is that the plan for them? I know Smitty said that, you know, they want to cater to guys' strengths. With those two, it's clear their strengths are pressing.
They can do both. They're both very apt at both. When you watch Carlton's freshman year, he played good off, and he does play good off. They both have those capabilities.
How much advantageous to have a bigger body like Davis?
Yeah, it's definitely different for us. You know, we've kind of had short guys, shorter guys. I don't want to call anybody short, but they've been, you know, shorter. So it's nice to have that. You know, I've been around. I can remember when I was in Chicago, you had Charles Tillman, who was real big, and then you had Tim Jennings, who was 5'8", so you had both. So it's always nice to have different guys, there's no question, because they all have a little bit different skill set.
John, we saw Vernon Hargreaves started the season last year outside, finishing inside.
Yep.
Where do you think he's most likely to help you now?
I think he's just got to help us as a football player overall. You know, Vern's smart. Smart always figures it out, in my opinion, and so he knows what he needs to work on. He needs to be better outside. We feel very comfortable with him inside. You know, when we moved him inside, you know, the first thing he said, you know, I was like, wow, you got good recall. He goes, it was the first position I learned when I got here because that's where he started. So he's going to be apt at both. We'll give him opportunity to play both and then, you know, let them all compete from there.
Can you speak to Ryan Smith's development from, you know, being kind of thrown in the fire in week two to where he ended up in the end of the season?
He did good. He came a long way. He really did, you know, because we started him at safety, mm-hmm. you know, and then we kind of transitioned to him probably about midway through his rookie year and saw that his skill set was going to be a little bit better, we thought, on the outside. And then it was just been learning from then, and he got, you know, had to go play early. Mm-hmm. And he struggled early. He would admit that, but he continued to get better, you know, and confidence is a big thing for everyone, all of us. And so the more confident became, you could see him start to improve.
J.B. Nelly kind of came out of nowhere when he was a rookie and drafted a guy to make the team, and then he saw playing time.
Yes.
For his rookie season. He's, I'm sure, he's not a guy that wants to be counted out in this situation.
Oh, either. Absolutely not. He's a competitor. I mean, Javian's story is a remarkable story on, and to be able to be on a roster for 2 years the way he did it. So he will compete. He's going to do it exactly the way you coach him to do it. And he's, you know, one thing about, you know, I always talk about players in three levels, you know, smart, tough, and reliable. He's all three of those.
When a guy is as big as Carlton is, asking him to play off, asking him to play off coverage and everything, does that in a way kind of negate some of his strengths because he is so, you know, he's a guy that does get handsy at the line of scrimmage. He is a physical guy. Or can he still use that physicality if he is playing off?
Well, it's an advantage for him to be up, but it doesn't distract from him playing off. You know, I'll go back to Chicago. Charles Tillman is probably better up. He played off quite a bit too. Carlton's got a lot of ability off and up. Would he prefer to play up? They all want to play up. You go ask 100 DBs coming out of college, they're going to say, what's the best thing you can do? Play press. Well, why? It's easier. There's no discipline in it. My eyes are right here. He's right there. I can touch it. You know, it's like playing tag. Is it easier to touch them when they're close or when you're 8 yards off? A lot easier when you're close. So they all want to do it. Playing off is tough. It's hard. You've got to have a very good skill set. You got to be disciplined with your eyes. You got to be disciplined with your feet. You got to be disciplined on how you read routes. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's a harder skill than playing up. His strengths are, because as you mentioned, his length, that helps you when you're up because you do have that length.
You had 3 draft picks in the secondary already. Mm-hmm. Rookie minicamp, you had a lot of other guys out there. Are there other guys between safety, nickel, corner that impressed you as other guys that were there?
Godwin did a good job, a young man from Northwestern. He did good. Mark Myers, who was really a tryout guy. I'll be honest, I didn't even know about his college.
A lot of it.
One of the scouts showed me a tape, and I said he should definitely be a tryout guy. And he's not very big, but he is very quick. He's explosive, and he's fast. So, interesting.
Would you say that defensive backs, cornerbacks in particular, that they may have the hardest adjustment of all coming into the next level because of the way the league has gone, the vertical passing?
Well, yeah. It's a good question because it's the it was funny asking those young guys after rookie camp, and their biggest shock was, coach, the routes are down the field. Well, they're so used to the spread where it's all thrown quick, it's that. Excuse me. And so there is an adjustment. So that's a fair question, and it is an adjustment for them, no question.
And how do they kind of counter that? I mean, and you also see, too, guys, these young guys, even Jalen Ramsey, his first year, he was getting picked on, by Steve Smith was getting in his head a little bit there.
Smith can do that.
Is it the mental game? Is it the mental aspect that makes it the biggest adjustment?
Yeah, because you're challenged physically, and you're also challenged mentally. Nobody wants to fail. Nobody wants to write a bad article. Nobody wants to play bad football. And so, you're challenged, and when it doesn't go your way, you're challenged. Mental toughness comes into play, and you got to be able to be resilient through that.
Do you find as a coach that sometimes you have to kind of, because you're tough on them out there, but sometimes you have to kind of be mindful of guys that, maybe they have a bad day at the office, you got to pick them up a little bit?
You absolutely have to. You're absolutely right. You got to be very mindful of that.
Injuries have been part of Hargrave's story, right?
Yeah.
First 2 years.
Yeah.
What else? You take a guy in the first round, you don't take him to be a nickel necessarily.
No.
Have one interception. So.
Nope. He's got to play better. We got to coach him better. He knows it. We all know it.
Has he been serious enough as a football player? Or is
Yeah, if you were in the meeting room, you'd know he was serious enough. Yeah. It just hasn't transcended to the game field. And, he's been up and down, too. I think we moved him to nickel versus Buffalo. He played really well inside. Then we had an injury, so he had to move back outside versus Carolina. Really played really well outside versus Carolina. So he's just got to continue to focus on being consistent in what he does. And that's a big, big part of it.
Justin Evans played a lot of single high last year for you in the free safety spot. Do you plan on getting him, as one of those safeties that can go down in the box on a given play?
Yeah, and, with us, we have to be able to do both, because of the way the formations come out sometimes and the motions and those type of things. So he's another one, and he's smart, so he can do both.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.